Welcome to The Pilgrim's Joy, a devotional inspired by Christian Hymns. Please listen, be blessed, and share with others. And now our host, Owufemi Oguntoko.
Dear Pilgrim, many often suppose that it is optimism that makes a Christian hope for a bright future. It is not. When the Christian says, "We expect a bright tomorrow, all will be well." When the Christian says, "Faith can sing through days of sorrow, all is well." When the Christian pilgrim says that bright outlook, that hopeful glow, that song in times of trials and anxieties, that smile when the heart is really troubled, is not the result of the psychological training of our minds to expect the best outcomes from any situation. It is not the practice of positive thinking. It is not even the hope that things will turn out as desired. No, the Christian pilgrim expects a bright tomorrow. The Christian pilgrim sings through days of sorrow because the pilgrim has faith. Faith that God exists, faith that God is in charge, and faith that God loves his chosen ones. That is why the Christian pilgrim expects a bright tomorrow. And faith is much more powerful than optimism. Optimism is rooted in the optimist's hope that luck and chance will be favorable. But our faith is rooted in the God who owns the earth and all that is in it. Psalm 24 verse 1, faith is rooted in the God who rules and reigns over all human affairs. Psalm 22 verse 8, faith is rooted in the God whose love is everlasting. Jeremiah 31 3, faith is rooted in the God who can supply all our needs. Philippians 4 19, and yes, the Christian's faith is rooted in the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. John 16 23. So, the Christian pilgrim says, on our Father's love relying, Jesus' every need supplying, in our living, in our dying, all must be well. And that should be our watchword as well. Let's rely not on chance and mere hope, but on the love of God that works all things, not necessarily as we want them, but on the love of God that works all things well according to God's perfect and superior wisdom. Yes, let's rely on the power of Jesus, not on the power of our minds to withstand tough situations. No, but on the power of Jesus Christ. Let's take all our burdens and our fears and our anxieties to Him. All will be well. He can redeem the sinner. He can heal the sick, he can comfort the sad, he can restore our losses, he can mend broken relationships, he can turn our lives around for the better, he can bring out great and mighty things out of nothing, and yes, he can make beautiful things out of our lives. So, when we say we expect a bright tomorrow, we are not just winging it, we are not just hoping, it's not mere optimism, not mere positive thinking. We say we expect a bright tomorrow because we have seen that tomorrow. We have seen it through the lens of God's love and the power in the name of Jesus. So let's sing it together. We expect a bright tomorrow, and yes, all will be well. Faith can sing through days of sorrow. Because all is well. On our Father's love relying, Jesus every need supplying, in our living, in our dying, we know all must. Let us pray. Lord, we rejoice in the firm assurance we have that you exist, that you rule, that you reign, and that you love us. We rejoice in this, and we cast all our cares upon you. And in faith, we receive answers to all our prayers. We receive confidence for living. We receive victory in this life and in the next. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. This is a production of the Gospel Girls Radio, an internet radio station with a mission to engage the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. For more about our ministry, please visit www.gospelgirlsradio.com. For the best listening experience to our curated programs, please download the SoundCloud application. Search for Gospel Girls Radio and follow us. To receive links to our programs directly on your phone, please send a message on WhatsApp to 234-8033-313632. Our handle on Twitter is @TheGospelBellsRadio. Thank you for listening, and God bless.